Okay, so I just looked at that documentary, whatever it's called, the new one about the Hare Krishna and the new Vrindavan mess and all that. Which to me was a little bit too much. Well, you know, it's convenient to put all the blame on the one guy who is not around anymore. But the end was nice. And I'm thinking, well, some devotees I know, they shun that kind of stuff. Of course, it's not so nice to see, you know, that you can see much nicer things. But the thing is that it exists, or existed, and I mean, I would say, problems still exist, and if we just close our eyes to them as if, you know, you shouldn't look at that, you shouldn't read that, it's not good for you, then you're missing an important part of reality. I mean, I could say it like that, but also an important reality, because it might be one that causes suffering for other devotees, and also one that hampers the blooming and flourishing of this Krishna consciousness movement, which really has that potential of becoming very popular and loved by everyone, because it is a love movement, you know. I mean, we need to see that. Maybe we think that, well, everything is fine the way it is, and I have my little temple there, or a little home there, or some farm there. And we are, you know, a few thousand devotees, it's great. But, you know, Srila Prabhupada and the predecessor, how do you say, the acharyas, they had completely other visions and plans. They want to change the world. So, I know many nowadays, they think that's some kind of megalomania. Or, I mean, softer expressed, you know, some kind of enthusiasm. But we need to be realistic. Well, I consider them realistic, and their vision and mission too. And if you're with me there, then, you know, we need to look at the whole picture. We need to see those things too, the bad things, the ugly things, the painful things, because they are there. If we don't look at them, we won't do anything to get rid of them. just, I mean, it's a cowardly and, I would say, a bit impersonal thing to do. Oh, I will just stay here within my little rosy, sweet, beautiful home world. So, although I think this documentary, first of all, it's just repeating what's there in books already. I think it's made just for the same reason as, you know, many other documentaries are made nowadays. There is this psychological factor, whatever it's called, that they know that people some or other are more attracted to calamities and mess than nice, beautiful things. So that makes more money, and therefore, well, you know, those who make documentaries, they, of course, try to make documentaries that draw an audience and make money. So it's a practical thing there too. And but I don't think that it was that good, really. But anyway, maybe it's good in the way, in the sense that when the voters look at it, they need to wake up to certain realities. I mean, that was there and some that are there still. I mean, for instance, the Gurukul issue, it seems to be much better now, but I don't know. I still hear second generation devotees say otherwise, but what do I know? Anyway, this was just a couple of reflections for tonight.